why do you think in the end people chose you as the borough assembly member for District 9?
Well, a number of reasons. I think that even though I have not had any political experience, this was my first race for public office, I have been very involved in public in our community. I've been on a number of boards and commissions, been involved with the schools, been involved with state parks, been involved with our community for quite a few years. So I've had that experience, and I think they felt confident. They could trust me to make good judgments and do what's best for the community at large.
Were you expecting the race to be as close as it was? It wasn't neck and neck, but there wasn't a whole lot of spread between yourself and Dawson Slaughter.
Well, I really didn't know how it would turn out. I was confident I would win, and Dawson did very well in Anchor Point, which was expected, and his hometown there. And Anchor Point makes up a pretty good percentage of the voter base of District 9. But I did very well in all of the other precincts. In five of the other six precincts, I did very well. So, I think 56% is a very comfortable lead, and I think that shows that people trust me to be their assembly member.
What are the issues that you feel District 9 residents are most concerned about?
Well, like I said, I've heard a lot of different folks express all kinds of different concerns. You know, a recurring theme is taxes and equitable distribution of of the tax burden. So the borough is in the process of reviewing the tax code, and they'll be looking at lots of different options for taxes and how to supply the services. I hear very strongly from my constituents that emergency services and schools are a very important top priority. I hear people are fairly happy with things like roads and solid waste and things like that, but they understand that those cost money to maintain and operate, so that most people are willing to pay their fair share, but we need to look at the tax code as a whole to see how we can best make an equitable distribution of the tax revenue.
What's the process for getting you on the borough assembly and moving forward to business as usual?
Well, I've been talking with our current assembly member, Mako Haggerty, and also chatted with Kelly Cooper a fair bit in the past week, and actually talked with our mayor, Mike Navarre, yesterday. He gave me a call, and so the ball is rolling, and I'll be appearing at the October 13th borough assembly meeting, where apparently I'll be sworn in. And that will be Mako Haggerty's last meeting, and then I will become the official borough assembly member starting at the October 27th meeting. So, got a lot of homework to do before then.
What would you say you've learned from your constituents?
Well, I've learned that I have a diverse constituency in District 9. There are some people who are very happy with the way things are, and some people who are not so happy with the way things are and want to see some major changes. I know that we've got some big policy issues coming down the pipe with the healthcare issues, healthcare costs, how the borough interacts with the hospitals here on the Lower Peninsula and the Central Peninsula. I've learned about the borough will have some involvement in how marijuana is regulated, and we've got a task force that's looking at that. The borough will be involved in making some policy decisions there. The voters up north rejected the Proposition 3, so the borough will not be getting involved in law enforcement at this time, and I think that's appropriate. I didn't think that that was something the borough should be involved with, so the voters spoke clearly there.
Want to do a quick correction. Proposition 2, right?
Proposition 2. Sorry about that.
That's fine. Yeah. Were you going to say more before I interrupted you?
And then there's the everyday nuts and bolts operation of the borough that the assembly is involved in reviewing and either approving or not approving fiscal instruments and contracts and those kind of things, as far as dealing with our our roads and solid waste and easements and vacation of easements and all of that thing, which you know, is really important nuts and bolts items, but the bigger policy issues, I think, are very important and deserve some very thoughtful deliberation and discussion.